Simen Kuf Lamed Alev Sif Alev. Ein le dava bein tfilo le nefilas apayim kishenoi for upon of nogu mehapas al tzad shmoyim. Number one is one should not talk between Shemon Esrei and Tachanun. There's a mice in the Gemara that Rabbi Lezer would potentially cause damage by his tefillah, and therefore his wife always caused him to get distracted between Shemon Esrei and Tachanun. One time she missed, and unfortunately all kind of things happen. So basically, do not be distracted by anything before you say Tachanun. Now, Kamuvan, that he's only talking about when you're oisik in things other than things that are geit tefillah, to answer Amen and everything else, Baruch Shemoyim by Shemon Esrei, is all right. The Shabbos of the Chiddush said, if it's just some small words of conversation, it's all right. It's not being Masiyah Tas in between the two. Kavach Chaim brings from the Zohar Kodesh that one should not speak anything in between Shemon Esrei and Tachanun. Kavavan also, when you say a Buratam, it can be not so good Buratam beforehand. It says he's supposed to do it in the field of time on your left side. What's the idea of the left side? It says, when a person is bowed, the Shechina to his right. Like it says, Hashem Silcha Yad Yimenecha, he's facing it to your right. So when he's leaning on his left side, his face is turning towards the right, to turn the Shechina. So it's a mashma, don't just put your head straight downwards, you should tilt it to the right. Yesh Shaimim says the Ramos, Yesh Lahafis al Tad Yumin. Others say it the other way around. Why? Because the Shechina is in front of a person, and therefore it comes out as the symbol of the Shechina is to his right. And there, when he turns on his right, he's in Chavin to the Shechina. So once again, he's supposed to be sitting down, and going to the Machava tilt on the left side, and there's another pin to the right. The Iker. The Iker, Mishnah Berurah says, is the Hatzais, the Shachris, because she is the Tzvilin, the Smoila, the Tzad, Yonan, Shukhoi, the Tzvilin. Should not be leaning on the arm that has the Tzvilin. Therefore, if you're a righty and you're happy to turn on the left hand, then in the morning you would lean on your right hand when you're tilting yourself for Tachman. The Alvis means Mincha, the Shaila Tzvilin, the Smoila, Yata, Tzad, Smoil. In other words, we prefer to do it on the left side, but if it's going to be on the cheshbon of the tefillin, then that's the minhag of Gur. That's the regular minhag of people. The Shura points out that in the gun you always do on the left hand, but if you're davening in a minyan that everybody else is putting on the right hand in the morning, then you should not be different than everybody else. Kamuvan, according to this cheshbon, if you're lefty, you always do it on the left hand, because anyway, tefillin is not on the left hand. Says the Shliach Tzibur who is standing to the right of the Aron, if that's where he's standing, then he should tilt his head a little bit in the direction of the Aron. In other words, there are different stages of Bakoshas after Shemon Esrei. First is bent over, which is in place of Mamash bearing down, but at least partially bent over. Then continuing sitting down, it's a minig to say Anachnu Leneda after we say Tachman. This will explain that we finished the different forms of tefillah. We had the sitting down and standing up and bending over the tefillah satayim. All these are different forms of tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu himself did. It says, I sat by the heart, I stood by the heart, I fell in front of Hashem. And that we're saying that we did everything we can. So we don't know what to do more. We did what we can do. And therefore, we say that tefillah. Mr. Brubin from the Shiloh Kodesh says that the point of time of standing up is in the middle of that statement. That when you say Vanachu Loneida, you're still sitting up, and then Manaseh, you stand up. It continues the Ramo. Minik Poshid, Loyma Vanachu. Doi neida v'chatekadosh asher l'natzeach. We say after the tachman v'chatekadosh asher l'natzeach. Tafil v'yom she'inam im tachman l'natzeach. Even days we don't say tachman, we still do say l'natzeach. except for Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Pesach, Yom Kippur, and Tisha B'Av. All of the days in the Hasid Tachman, we do say, Lam Netzach.